With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Cayman Drama Society says goodbye to its longest-running theater manager after 15 years of service at the Prospect Playhouse.
I was the theater manager, taking over from Peter Phillips at the end of 2010 through to now, 2026.
So why now? Paul De Freitas tells Radio Cayman it's important to bring younger members into more prominent roles to ensure the future of the CDS, as he steps aside to let the organization's first Caymanian theater manager take up the role.
Chad Powell is taking over basically my job. He will be the theater manager. I'll be there to help him as much as he needs.
Along with Mr. Powell, the CDS members elected a new board going into the 2026-2027 financial year at their annual general meeting on Friday night. They also announced the upcoming line of shows, including In the Heights, Room on the Broom, The Kitchen Witches, Elf, and a streetcar named Desire. In other news, Friday was a busy night for the police as they were called to two holdups. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says just before 4 p.m. on Friday, they were sent to a report of an armed robbery in the parking lot of a local bank on Elgin Avenue. Two men, one armed with a gun, stole a man's cash before taking off in a car. No shots were fired and no one was injured. A short time later, a vehicle matching the description of the suspect's car was spotted by police, with two people taking off on foot from inside. Police managed to snag one of them, who was taken into custody. Now, later that night, a man was also robbed in the parking lot of Harbor Walk off Shamrock Road. Just before 10 p.m., police responded to a report that a man had been robbed after leaving a local gym. The victim reported being approached by an unknown man who asked for help changing a car tire in a secluded area where the victim was jumped. The suspect snatched his gold chain from his neck. The victim took off after a second man he believed was his attacker's accomplice approached. The victim did have non-life-threatening injuries, although he did not require immediate medical assistance. No arrests have been made. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally, Cayman Finance has opened applications for this year's graduate training program.
After the success of the initial program that took place last year in 2025, we are excited to be offering 22 unique job opportunities within the financial services industry.
Associate Director of Community Engagement at Cayman Finance, Daniel Hennings, tells Radio Cayman the program pairs Caymanian graduates with Cayman Finance member firms, with participants getting a one-year employment contract at a starting salary of 40,000 CI. The program is open to Caymanians who graduated in December or will graduate this year. The deadline for applications is April 30th, and you can learn more at caymanfinance.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump has said the United States is in serious discussions with what he described as a new and more reasonable regime to end military operations in Iran. Earlier, Iran's foreign ministry said there were no direct negotiations with the U.S. Lebanon's military says an Israeli strike has killed one of its soldiers in the first direct targeting of a Lebanese army position since the beginning of the war. The target was a checkpoint in the southern region of Tyre. Israel says an industrial building and a fuel tanker were hit by debris from an intercepted missile at an oil refinery in Haifa. No casualties have been reported. Some government agencies in Ethiopia are sending workers on leave because of the fuel shortage caused by the war in Iran. One department told all staff to take any unused annual leave. The chief executive of Air Canada, who sent a condolence message after a fatal crash in English but not in French, Canada's second official language, will retire later this year. Prime Minister Mark Carney had said Michael Rousseau's English-only message showed a lack of compassion. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has announced stricter measures following an increase in deaths of Mexican nationals held in U.S. immigration custody. 14 Mexicans died in U.S. custody this year. The United States has reopened its embassy in Venezuela after 7 years, following the resumption of diplomatic relations this month. The State Department said the move marked a new chapter following the seizure of President Maduro in January. A pupil has been killed in a school shooting in Argentina. Officials said a 15-year-old boy used a shotgun to kill a boy 2 years younger than him. The attack took place at the start of the school day in San Cristobal in Santa Fe province. Such shootings are rare in Argentina. That's the latest. BBC News.